Hallo, Missy Dennis Residence.
Ich sprach Broker.
Oh, Missy Dennis not here now. You call back next month sometime. Missy Dennis say, person who calls servant dirty bastard is dirty bastard.
Now, where have you been?
Oh, Missy send me cross ocean, Staten Island, bring back body.
What body?
For boy.
The Physiological Anatomical Medical Supply Company. What in the name of St. Bridget is it?
Missy say, got to know inside like outside.
Oh, the poor man. Nothing but a liver, God rest his soul.
Missy say, put in boys' room.
I dare you. There's not an inch of space left up there.
Me make space. Me put white mice in your room.
Put him in your pagoda, you heathen. Oh, what a day, Lindsay. What a lovely, lovely day.
What a day is right. On our feet for 5 hours with no lunch. Why don't they put a bar in F.A.O. Schwartz? I didn't even have a chance to call my office. I could have been bought out by Knopf.
Oh, stop complaining, Lindsay, and fix yourself a drink. And then we can open all the parcels. I can't wait for Patrick to see all these lovely, lovely things.
Mae, when are we going to have a minute, an hour, a day, some time to ourselves?
Time? Lindsay, I've been trying to make up for Patrick's 10 neglected years in a matter of months. But Dr. Giselle says it's almost an impossibility.
Does Dr. Giselle also happen to mention that what a child needs is a father?
Now, Lindsay.
You know, there are some women in this town who think I'm a reasonably good catch. I'm reasonably successful. You've admitted yourself I'm reasonably attractive. And I'm reasonably
but
good with...
But that's the trouble, Lindsay. Oh, you're reasonably everything. You're reasonably in love with me. And we'd be reasonably happy. But it's not enough. Besides, how can I be a wife? I'm too busy being a mother.
There was Kuwait, Dada, nature foods, modern dance.
Oh, so you think Patrick's just a fake?
Well, frankly, I do.
Where is she? Where is that mad woman? Where is that irresponsible, deceitful, bohemian daughter?
Why, Mr. Padcock? Whatever do you mean?
You know damn well what I mean. Well, you're no more fit to raise a child than Jezebel.
Oh, Patrick, something's happened to my little love.
You're damn right something's happened. Come in here, you little heathen.
Oh, Patrick, what's wrong?
You came over to my school.
I'll tell you what's wrong. I was doing my conscientious duty. I dropped by the Buckley School to check on the kid's academic standing. And what did I find? He isn't even registered. Never has been. So I've been hunting in every low, half-baked school for the feeble-minded in this town. And finally, I found him. In the lowest of them all.
Mr. Raphael Divino is a progressive educator. He uses the same theory as Bertrand Russell does in England.
I walked into that so-called institution of learning. And what did I find? A whole school of them. Boys, girls, and teachers romping around stark naked. There is the day they were born.
I assure you that the students under Mr. DeVito's care are engaged in healthful and broadening pursuits.
Broadening? Show them what you were doing when I broke into the place. Go ahead, show them.
We're just playing fish family.
Fish family!
Quite a constructive play.
Listen to this.
Show me, darling.
We'll do it just after yoga time. Mrs. Davino and all the girls crouch down under the sun lamps and pretend to be lady fishes, depositing their eggs in the sand. Then Mr. Davino and all the boys do what gentlemen fish do.
What could be more wholesome and natural?
Natural! It might be natural for a sardine! Would you want a boy of yours in a school like that?
Mr. Babcock, I consider your behavior most undignified.
Undignified? At least I'm wearing a vest.
Making a scene, causing what might be a traumatic experience for this child.
Now look, I know how you can twist things around. So I'm getting out of this combination nudist camp opium den before you make me look like the vice president in charge of free love.
Mr. Babcock! Not in front of the B-O-Y.
Tomorrow morning, I'm taking this kid off to boarding school. I'm placing him in St. Boniface Academy, and he's going to stay there. The only time you'll get your depraved hands on him is during Christmas and summer vacation. And I wish to God that there was some way to prevent that.
Oh, Mr. Babcock, I'll do anything you say if you just let the child stay near me.
Not on your life. He goes and he goes tomorrow.
Now, let's be reasonable about this.
I'm going to turn this kid into a God-fearing Christian if I have to break every bone in his body.
Mr. Babcock, just give me one more chance.
I wouldn't give you the time of day. Not after the dirty double-cross you pulled on me.
Oh, Mr. Babcock, he's all I have. He's my life.
You have him ready by 8 o'clock sharp tomorrow. And, kid, you better be wearing knickers.
Do I have fancy name?
I don't want to go to that old St. Bony face.
Now hush, my little love. I'm sure St. Boniface is a very nice school. Now, run upstairs and we'll talk about it after dinner. Lindsay, what am I going to do?
Now, Maine, don't worry. I'll help you. We'll get the kid back somehow.
I just don't think I can stand. I just
Maine,
don't.
Maine, are you in there?
It's urgent. It's vital. It's dire.
Have you talked to your stockbroker? Yes, I can see you have.
What about her stockbroker?
Don't you know? He's called me at least half a dozen times trying to locate the both of you.
What's happened?
Oh, nothing. Except that nothing's worth anything anymore.
Now, don't worry, Mame. I'm sure this is only something temporary. Besides, it can't affect people like you and me with solid stuff like Bank of the United States.
Mr. Dennis, stockbroker wants to say hello before he jumped out the window.
How bad is it, Arthur? Everything? Atwater Kent, too? I'm wiped out. We all are.
And everybody said I was such a fool, spending all my money at Tiffany.
Oh, who gives a damn about money? I've lost my child.
You what?
Patrick's trustee is sending him away to school.
Oh, Mame, darling, I know how you must feel.
Do you?
Well, not exactly. I've never really had a child. But then again, I'm an actress. I can imagine.
Now look, I've got the solution worked out perfectly for you. I'm going to tell Brock that he simply has to give your part in my new play. It opens Thanksgiving in New Haven. No, thank you, Vera. I don't want any of your charity. I don't want anything but my child.
No, no, darling. It isn't charity.
Besides, Patrick's trustee is sure to let him come back once he's find out that you've settled for something steady, like acting. Lindsay, do you really think I should?
Well...
Oh, but you're so right! And I'd be earning the money to fight him anyway. $500 to start? Oh, and then there'll be a raise?
Mame, it'll only be a bit hard. At the end of the last act. But just think, it'll be like old times, trooping together in Choo Chin Chow.
Oh, Vera, your heart is from Tiffany's, too. And I can't wait to hear the overture.
Nay, this is a drama. A serious drama. I play the part of a Balkan princess.
Oh, Lindsay, did I ever tell you about the time I was in the chorus line with Vera? I was in the front and Vera was behind me.
Behind you? If I'd been behind you, I would have kicked you in the behind. You.
I'm a Choo-Choo girl from Choo-Choo Chow, and how
I'd love Choo-Choo and Choo with you.
And turn the sky to blue with you.
No, dear. And turn the sky to blue with you.
That's right! And 20 degrees to do with you. Choo 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 choo. And how? And how? And how?